At the Wiffles Hybrids Corn Strategies, I'm visiting with Chris Eichhorn. And Chris, first of all, tell me what you do for Wiffles.
Yes, I'm a product development manager, which is a fancy way of saying I'm a corn breeder. And so myself, along with about four other of our product development managers, help evaluate and develop the hybrids that eventually will become Wiffles commercial products.
We've got a great group gathering here for today's program. What kind of message does Wiffles have for the type of work you're doing in this area, for the products that you're bringing to market?
Well, I'd like to say that we have a large research program, probably larger than almost anybody our size. And across scores of locations, we're looking at hybrids. And so when we release something with a Wiffles number on it, we're really confident that we know what that hybrid can and can't do. We don't like surprises. There's no such thing as a perfect hybrid, but we really like to know the ins and outs. And it's okay if hybrids have weaknesses. We just need to know about them so that we can, along with the strengths, we can let growers know how best to position products.
So right now, with the situation we're in, from the market to the environment to the political arena, what are some of the strategies that growers might consider when it comes to looking at your products right now?
Well, I think, you know, we really focus in on corn. That's all we do. And so I guess the best thing would be to come to Wiffles for advice on corn. Our strength is corn and corn only. We don't breed soybeans. We don't do other crops. And so where we fit in a grower's puzzle is to offer the advice to select hybrids for a whole farm management program. As growers are getting bigger and bigger nowadays, it's hard for them to get across acres timely, whether it's especially in harvest time. And so we really like to help growers place products. We like to help them know which products they need to be harvested early, which products might need a little more fungicide application than others. And so really, we think our expertise is helping growers manage hybrids and free up the growers' attention to give them time to focus on marketing.
Are there some specific hybrids or products you might point to that you're not only, kind of proud to bring to the market, but that are performing very well, maybe even just this season for your customers?
Yeah, at this point in the growing season, I've not seen any train wrecks. All of the products look really good. Obviously, we're most excited about the newer ones. That's why they've come out. There's a couple that really come to the top of my mind. One is W5077. It's a 107-day hybrid that for a couple years in our trials has really popped to the top. And so we're expecting big things out of that. It really it hits a large geography, moves north to south well. We like what we see there. I would also say 7477 is about 111, 112-day hybrid that has got really good disease package, good standability, high yields. Jokingly, we've called it the corn breeder's nightmare because we can't find anything wrong with it, and that's our job. So it's a little scary.
Well, I noticed that at your Corn Strategies event, you've got some other vendors here. Maybe a comment on how you work with or collaborate with some of these companies that provide other types of products and services.
Yeah, the point of Corn Strategies and having all these vendors here is to just what it says. We want our growers, our customers, and prospective customers to be the best they can be. And so Corn Strategies is here to it's not about us selling corn at this point in time. It's not about us pushing Wiffle so much. We're trying to be that service that links up tools that growers need and just be that bridge. We want growers to be better. And we think, as Wiffles, if we can help expose them to people and vendors that can be better, that's really where our strength lies.
If there was maybe from your perspective, as like you said, the corn breeder, what would be the one key thing you'd love people to leave from here thinking about what Wiffles offers them?
What Wiffles offers, I think, is pretty unique today. Is we are an independent company. We are not owned by any other major company. We're independent. And so with that brings a lot of latitude. We have choices. We have choices that, that then are passed along to the grower in terms of where genetics come from, whether in-house or out-house, where traits come from or not tied to any one vendor. The other thing I would say from Whipple's perspective is our research department takes a backseat to no one. We've got five guys devoted that love to get sweaty and in a cornfield, and it's our favorite place to be. And when we put a stamp of approval on a product, you know, there's a lot that goes behind that.
Thank you very much, Chris Eichhorn. He is one of the folks who is here helping corn growers plan some corn strategies at the Whipple's Hybrids event in Iowa. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.